And what we've seen so far is we have this, you know, machlokas. In theory, we could have said the machlokas is a narrower machlokas, either about how to interpret the pasuk, the kasa, whether the kasa means the kasa b'kasa, and that in turn, you know, produces certain nafkaminas. Even if, you know, it's more of a substantive argument, but again, maybe a more limited substantive argument, that's potentially true as well. Or alternatively, that like Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Meir have like world, you know, views about what a shtar is all about, that their world views are very distant from each other, in which case the expectation that there would be more nafkamina, and that those nafkamina would really reflect this, you know, huge disparity, you know, in terms of their perspectives, that becomes, you know, very plausible. And as I said before, things like, you know, whether or not you'll just even default, assume that Midrabalazar, Nishmael, Rabbi Meir, or Midrabimeir, Nishmael, Rabbi Lazar are certainly at stake as well. I mentioned one, I'm just going to just, I mentioned the a radical one, but that's, you know, in the Or Zarua. And you have it here, you know, the summary of it in the Hagos HaShri, just for a minute, just to get the language in. Here on Daf Yuntes, if you look in the Rush, in Perek, just for a second, just Perek Beis, Simen, Yud, I think it's on Simen Yud Beis. So you have here, Heshev Rabbeinu Simcha, and Hagos HaShri. You know, Hagos HaShri is often a summary of the Or Zarua, it's just a convenient. Well, we'll probably look at this piece as, you know, bigger way later on, but Heshev Rabbeinu Simcha, Get Shelo Chosmo Ha'edim B'Ksav Yada. You know, you have Eide Chasima, and they don't sign with their own signature. Like, why would that be? Let's say they don't know how to sign, they don't know how to write, something like that. Or they have, you know, fatigue, whatever it is. They want to make a more aesthetic document, whatever it is. El HaSofer Chasmo. I mean, you have the a Sofer who is, you know, representing, I guess, the Chasima Sa'edim. So the Rabbeinu Simcha says, a kosher afilo to Rabbi Meir, Dama Eide Chasima Karsa. And it's not considered Lo Hava Mezuyaf Mitocho. And here's the key line that I was referring to, and we find it in other places, or if not exactly this language, something very similar to it. Dimidi Rabbi Eliezer, right? Nishma le Rabbi Meir. And of course, we find it in the other direction as well. That's like the perfect thing we're looking for. Kihechi, then you look at the what he means by that. Kihechi de Rabbi Eliezer, Mishtari Kra, di Ihu Boy le Michtav, right? Vafilohachi, Baal, Mashve, Shliach l'ksiva, meaning according to Rabbi Eliezer, the word b'kasav means, you know, the ksivas, you know, haget. And the ksivas haget is supposed to be done by the Baal. He's the one who we're talking about b'kasav, right? That's what we mentioned yesterday. And yet everybody agrees that it doesn't have to actually be him. As I mentioned, there's also a debate whether or not you really even need shlichos, or you could just have the sofer, you know, write a get even without shlichus. That's an important question, but not for now. Might be omel sofer ksov get leishni, comma. So le rab meir nami the amar v'kasav a edechasim akoi. Like you're just, you know, substituting with the same v'kasav. Meaning the shaila is whether or not v'kasav can be implemented a yidei shlichus or not. So we see from Rabbi Eliezer that v'kasav can be accomplished by shlichus. Why wouldn't that same thing be true if a kasav for Rabbi Meir can be implemented by shlichus, right? But of course, the issue is if there is, you know, either technically a qualitative difference, right, or, you know, conceptually a qualitative difference, then, you know, it isn't just about substituting, you know, this meaning or that meaning, you know, and assuming that the common denominator is, you know, more determinative, you know, than the details, because they aren't details. These details dictate a whole different, you know, present. Just like, you know, Kiddushin is, you know, Begimel Drachen, you know, Bekesef Bishtar Bebiya. You know, so the interesting question, right, you know, whether or not, you know, all the details, you know, are equivalent to all the drachim. So the Gemara in, you know, in Ksuvas, just an example, the Nafayin Dalid, we mentioned it already this year once before, the Gemara talks about, you know, kol sheyeshno, you know, b'shlichos, yeshno b'tnai, you know, is there, can you be, Gemara there's talking about, you know, a bunch of different things. So the Gemara wants to know, kol sheyeshno b'shlichos, yeshno b'tnai, so, you know, you can't be mekadesh a woman, you know, bibia al yidei shliach, obviously. So does that mean that there's also no tnai b'kiddushei bia? Right? You know, hariat mukudeshes, you know, menashe etein lach, you know, masayim zuz, or something like that. So the Gemara says, no, iska shavayos lahadadi. Right, so when do you say iska shavayos lahadadi? Which the Gemara uses to explain that there's a tnai in kiddushei bia, like there is in shtar and keseh. But the fact remains that there's no shlichus. But obviously no one has difficulty with that, because, you know, by definition, you know, it would be obscene and absurd, both. Not sure which one more than the other, probably equally. You know, to speak about, you know, shlichus, you know, in kiddushei bia, by definition, it's a, you know, it's a highly, you know, personal davar shebegufo, and that's the whole point. So everybody understands. It's almost like difficult to understand the. Well, there's also a kol sheyeshno b'shlichus yeshno b'tnai aspect to all this, but I mean, clearly, you know, there are times when you're going to say, there's a common denominator, and yet you always have to account for, you know, physical and technical differences. The question is, and this is a legitimate question to ask about kiddushei bia, you know, is it only the, you know, technical, physical, you know, differences that are understandable and acceptable, but anything that is plausible with regard to kiddushei bia, you know, iske shavayis ladadi, or, you know, or does the fact that it's a different form of kiddushin, you know, and you know, part of that is not coincidental to the reason there's no shlichus, meaning it's a much more, you know, physical and personal. It's more like a nesuin type kedushin. We're not studying kedushin right now. I'm just giving you the example, a parallel, you know, to what we're dealing with here. Does that mean that there's likely going to be like, you know, is Eidei Kiyum the same in kedushei bia? Is the Gemara's Havamina Batzai, and so on and so forth. So similarly, you know, we're talking about Rav Lazar and Rabbi Meir. So you have the word v'kasav, right? So, you know, but, you know, there everybody understand, well, should understand, or you would think would understand, you know, that a signature, as I say, is a highly personal thing. From that perspective alone, you know, this midda, you know, doesn't really, you know, seem so compelling. But then when you go further, and then you say, and forget about that even. Let's say, Lu Yatsuri, we're going to have a world in which you're going to explain, you know, that the signature is not a davar shebegufo. It's not a, like a personal form of identification. Right? But there's still a bigger question, that is, you know, is it a coincidence that he interprets v'kasa v'chasam and that he interprets v'kasa v'chasam? Is it a coincidence that he perceives, you know, Eidei Mesira, you know, is the Ikara Kores, and he perceives Eide Chasima? If that, you know, actually, you know, reflects, you know, two opposite, or at least very different, orientations towards what a shtar is, namely, is the shtar focused on, you know, the, you know, witnessing, you know, the transfer of the conditions, you know, in the presence of Edim, you know, or is it about, you know, being matfis, araya, you know, biad, you know, habaldavar, you know, then that too is a very, very good reason, even if you somehow can explain that chasima, you can get a chasima through shlichus, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, there's certainly no raya in that kind of chasima, right? Anyway, so that's good for that. Rabbeinu Simcha was making, you know, two assumptions, basically. Number one, you know, that the physical chasima can be, you know, it's not a stira to talk about physical chasima al yidei shlichus. And number two, that fundamentally, Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima, you know, it's not, you know, the discrepancy isn't all that great. The gufa shall get afilu matzah ba'ashpa, right? Im yomel sofer chasom, right? V'chosmu sheminu v'chosmu kasher, kibud chosmu lefanu v'abal nosin leishta lefanenu kasher, kibud lav l'raya koi, shim tavirenu be'esh, you know, la'achar shekiblaso, la'alter migreshes. That's actually an interesting piece, right? He's saying if, you know, because Rabbeinu Simcha was also aware, you can say, oh, the whole point of Eidei Chasima is the Raya Shibo. But he's saying, if that were really, really the truth, let's say, you know, you hand over, you know, the get, the Eidei Chasima, right? And then instead of framing it, you know, on her wall, you know, she burns it, you know, in the fireplace, right? Or maybe it was an accidental fire. But either way, is that a problem, right? But maybe get him b'dina sayam, k'shem she'achal omer aleksav sofer, right, shel kosov bal b'fanei nechtav, kach yachal omer b'fanei nechtav, achsim asa sofer. Od herich, right, hodom rab lazer, get she'en alav edim, v'nasnila, you know, edim kosher, kaim linka vaseya, filu pasad rabbanan leka, and so on and so forth. But then in the end, of course, you know, the Or Zeruah says, Be'ein nira be'ein ay klal, ela kol get she'ed avein amchassum in b'ksav yadam, or is a psul gamor, k'nemuchach ba'orech, in ba'may saliyadi, ani poslo miyad. Meaning, you know, don't be under any illusions, we don't, you know, accept that Rabbeinu Simcha. Now why? Because of the John Hancock part? Well, we'll see maybe the bigger text of the Or Zeruah. You know, the chasima as a davar shebegufo is something highly, you know, personal and specific, or because, you know, on the contrary, the whole idea, Eidei Chasima is about the Raya, Eidei Mesira is about the Kinyan, and consequently, you know, never the twain shall meet. This idea that, you know, you just plug in, you know, one for the other, you know, ki'ilu, it's like a smaller argument just about Parshanut, that just isn't true, it's not credible. Anyway, so that's an example, but of course, now, what we need to do is address, not this minute, but, you know, what are we going to say about things like, you know, Yachal is Daif and, you know, Shemos, you know, Doraisa, and especially things like, you know, Muchach Mitoko, Eide Kiyum. In both directions, the more we think again that the gap is narrowed, and that gap could be in either direction. In other words, either Eide Chasim. Basically, what Benu Simcha was trying to argue was that the gap is in the gap is narrowed in the direction, you know, that Eide Chasim are more like Eide Masira. And therefore, you know, number one, you're saying Midrabi Meir Nishmal, Midrabi Eliezer Nishmal Rabbi Meir. So that's a direction that this particular piece is going in. And also, of course, in substance, that's where it's going. You're saying, you know, it's not a Raya. You know, because if he burns it right away, I mean, obviously the Or Zeruah and then everybody else who disagrees with the Rebbe Simcha isn't troubled by that. Something can be a raya, you know, intrinsically, you know, even if you choose to, you know, it's the raya which is koveya, the kinyan, you know, so once the kinyan is done, you know, there's no undermining that, even though you're not, you know, continuing to treat it, you know, appropriately as Raya, whether intentionally or unintentionally, right? So obviously that's the answer to that. So, but, you know, it also could go in the other direction, and this is kind of what we've been discussing. Instead of saying that, you know, Eidei Chasima are a kind of, you know, Eidei Mesira, whatever you want to call it, you know, the idea might be that Eidei Mesira are more like Eidei Chasima. You know, the fact that they need to be there, you know, Bishas Hakinya in the critical moment, you know, that means is, you know, in a way kind of like a built-in Raya. And that is true, you know, relative to, let me make that clear, that's an important point, relative to other Kinyanim. We'll talk about this more in a minute, about any Kiyum, you know, in other Kinyanim, but all things being equal, in other words, if you do a Kinyan Kesef or a Kinyan, you know, Chazaka, Meshicha or Hagbah, you know, and so on and so forth. Lahalacha, Kinyan Sudar, we'll get to that in a second. You know, you don't need Eidim. So if you want to chance it, you know, then, you know, if you're relying on Hodas Baal Din Kameid and Nami, basically, right? That's really what the Gemara, do we have a Kiddushin here? Does somebody have an open Kiddushin? Beitanya have it? That's really what the Gemara and Kiddushin Samachayim and Beis discusses. You know, not about Kiddushin, but right after that, you have the exchange? On the Dine Mamanus exchange? Yeah, on Samachayim and Beis. Got it? Right? But that's the question that was asked in the sugya there. Yeah. The two Amorim. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get back to this Gemara more in detail, but go ahead. Okay, so that we'll get back to. Keep going. Oh, this is what I'm interested in. So they had a shutfus, right? And then they broke up their shutfus and they split their property. Oh, so that's a key line. So, and by the way, I made this point the other day. That is where it's not just not so well known, but it's worth knowing, in my opinion. That is where the phrase "Eidim Lekiyum Hadavar" comes from. It doesn't come from the earlier, from the previous Lord. Again, one more time. In the Skakira, his Choker. In what is his suffix? Lo Mekayma Milsa is where the phrase Eide Kiyum, Mekayma Milsa, comes from. Right? Even though it's the two lines earlier, or a line earlier, where the Gemara says that you need Eide, what we call Eide Kiyum, you know, for Kiddushin, because it's Chav Lachrini. So we still need to explain that. Right? The actual phrase, L'mekayma Davar, actually appears in this Gemara about Dine Mamanus. It's a Havamina, or a Chakira, whatever you want to call it. And this is where the Gemara says, "La'ibri sahadi elo shakri." So when it comes to Dine Mamanus, we'll get to this in just a minute, typically, right, if they're, you know, the Eidim play no role in the Kenyan. That's what he was asking. He said, you know, we're honest people. We admit that we split up our property. We didn't do it with Eidim, but we admit it, right? So, or no, since there were no Eidim around, so there was no Mekayma Milsa. So the Gemara says, you know, at least in your case, it doesn't say in all of Dine Mamanus, that's where the Rishonim come in. The large majority of Rishonim say that, you know, that Lo Ibri Sahadi Ela Lashakri, meaning the purpose, the role of Adam is any beer. Then the question is, how does that fit into the three lines earlier about the Kiddusha? We'll get back to that. Good. But the point I'm trying to make is, that so if when you have a shtar be'edei mesira, right? I'm just trying to explain a little bit, you know, like what's the yichus of that? You know, it stands out, you know, tremendously in light of that Gemara, right? Because what the Gemara is saying is that for a kinyan per se does not require, you know, edim. Now we're trying to figure out, does shtar require edim, and if so, what kind of Eidim? Right, so, in what way you know, is that different or not? So you could say either that, you know, shtar doesn't require eidim either, you know, in dine mamonos, you know, as long as everybody's telling the truth. That's one possibility, right? And then we talked the other day, you know, or it was yesterday actually, about the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, which is understood, I guess, if you read a Kipshuto, certainly, you know, and definitely some of the Mefarshim understood it this way, as saying that a Dine Mamonos, you could have a shtar, which is Nimsar, which creates a Kinyan, Bli Eidim, period. Right? You can't have that, you know, in Gittin V'Kiddushin, that's pretty clear. But maybe that's because of the requirement of Kavlach Rini of Edekiyu, right? So that's one possibility. But maybe that isn't true. Maybe you do require, maybe even in the Rambam you require, you know, Edim, you know, for Mecha Chumemkar, for a shtar, you know, B'Mesira. But why would you require that? So is that because of a Shvuye Shtara? Right? In which case you're saying there's some sort of Siruf, you know, between, you know, the Shtar and the Eidim. Is it because of a kind of Eide Kiyum Dafka for Shtar? Why would you dafka require edikiyum for shtar? Maybe because of the factor of das and iskaya, which we'll get back to in just a second. Right? Or is it even because, you know, maybe there's a din of raya, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, of course, the raya of edim mesira, if there is raya, doesn't approach the effectiveness of the raya of edik kasima. Right? That doesn't mean that there's no raya whatsoever. When you consider, this is why I'm taking these few minutes, when you consider that at least, if you're basically saying that you need Edim, you know, for the Mesira of a shtar, you know, even in Dine Mamonos, even though, as established in the Gemara in Kiddushin, a Kinyan Chazaka or Kesef or Mesira or Hagbah, right, they don't require... you know, any kind of Eidim. So if it isn't the kind of Eidekiyum, and it isn't the kind of Ashvuye Shtara, right, then what it might be is that at least for that moment, you know, we insist on your having Raya. So that, because that's how it works, the Shtar, you know, it's the Raya Shabo. It doesn't last very long? Okay. It's not Leman Yam Du Yamim Rabim, but it may, you know, at least temporarily there's Raya. And in theory, that raya might continue, you know, as long as the Edom are alive and we have a chazaka that people don't die until we know that they die. Right? That's another Gemara in Gittin. Now, as far as Edi Chasima is concerned, which is Laman Yamdu Yamin Rabim, you know, like Rabbeinu Simcha said, you could always burn it. You know, she could do a ceremonial burning of the, you know, of the Shtar Kiddushin or the Shtar Gerushin, or it could just, you know, accidentally get, you know, burned up and doesn't in any way affect the... What I'm trying to show is that there is a way to explain Eide Chasima as Eide Mesira, which we'll get back to more, as Eidus on the Kinyan. And there is a way to explain, you know, Eide Mesira as Eide Raya, especially if you're comparing... you know, not to Eide Chasima, you know, but to the requirements of Shar Kinyanim. Okay? So basically that leaves us wondering, okay, so let's just go back and summarize this and then just advance it a little bit more. So the Eide Mesira's, let's say, its disadvantage relative to Eide Chasima certainly is the fact that it isn't Laman Yam Diyamim Rabim. It's that, you know, it may even be that it's no Chepta Sharaya at all. But, you know, not necessarily. And its advantage is, of course, you know, if you require it, is that you have a kind of edekium in Dine Mamonis. Maybe, you know, when the Gemara says in Kiddushin that you don't require, you know, edekium, may they mean everything but shtar. Maybe. As we'll see in a moment, you know, the Ravid, or the Gaonim that the Ravid quotes, I should say, thought that that may be true about Kinyan Sudar, you know, so it may be true about Kinyan Sudar as well. So to sum up, when it comes to Eidei Mesira, there are several issues. Number one, you could say that, you know, there's no Ashbuye Shtara, there's no Raya, there's no Tziruf to the Shtar whatsoever. That's one way to look at Eidei Mesira. If you take the Rambam Aleph Zayin, as some did, Kipshuto, that would mean that if you don't need Eidei Kiyum, you don't need Eidim. It's really a bit of a misnomer. The idea isn't so much Eidei Mesira Karsi as Mesira Karsi, right? And that would be possible. And then you'd explain Eidei Mesira only in terms of Eidei Kiyum. I say that we'll see when we get to the Rishonim and Peivav. If we don't get to it today, then hopefully tomorrow a little bit. Might be two deos in the Ramban, whether that is the case or not, whether if you hold Eidei Mesira Karsi in Dine Mamonis, whether you need Eidim at all. The Ran certainly thinks that you do, that Eidei Mesira Karsi needs Eidim no matter what, even in Dine Mamonis, in all circumstances. But at least one possibility would be that you only need a Freidei Kiyum, and really it's Mesira, not Eidei Mesira, you know, which is Koveya, all things being equal. Second possibility is that even if you hold Eidei Mesira, that isn't, you do need Ashvuye Shtara, you need Eidim Shebishtar, you need Eidim to relate to the Shtar. And that, you know, maybe can be done, you know, by virtue of the fact that they're there, they need to be there, Bishas Mesira. And as such, maybe that's enough for Tziruf under those conditions. And maybe that's a pshat, as I mentioned, in the Rajba, you know, who thinks that you don't really need Eidei Kiyum. We'll see, at least the Rajba in some places. You don't, if you don't need Eidei Kiyum and Gittin, yet you need Eidei Mesira for Rabbi Eliezer in Gittin, that's pretty clear. So if they're not functioning as Eidei Kiyum, what are they functioning, you know, as? That might be the second perspective, namely, they are Ashvuye Shtara, even though they're not written in the Shtar, their presence is Mitzuref enough to create a kind of Ashvuye Shtara. And then the third idea, if you want to go for a blaza, if you want to narrow the gap even more, is that they're actually there for Raya Sashtar. That's kind of what Rabbeinu Simcha, you know, or I'm sorry, Simcha was going the other way. That they're there for Raya Sashtar. We'll see that some Rishonim say that. And that, you know, the assumption that, you know, Dine Raya of Eidei Chasima wouldn't apply on some level to Eidei. It's things like Muhak Mitocho, or, you know, Yochel Izdayef, other such things, you have to negotiate with the Gemara. Maybe that just isn't true. Maybe, you know, there really is such a thing. And as I say, that would be, they're not in the Shtar. It's not L'man Yam D'Yamim Rabim, like the Gemara says, on Chafes on the base. The answer is, that's true. But relative to the requirements of other kinyanim, you know, there's still an aspect of raya, at least b'shaito, and that doesn't necessarily end, right? There's, you know, as long as the Edom are alive and they're out there, there is, you know, there exists raya for this transaction. So maybe that's the pshat as well. Okay. Okay. As I mentioned, I think that Tosos Arash holds this way on base on the base. We'll document it, and on Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Tosa Rosh is one of those people who seems to say that there's some sort of a concept of Muchach Mitocho, even for Rabbi Elazar, just maybe a lesser form, etc. Good. Okay. So having said that, let's go back and discuss one other. So that's how you solve the seeming problem in Eidei Mesira, namely that the Eidim are too disconnected from the Shtar. Right? Either that's fine, or they're not even, you know, disconnected, you know, completely legabe Right. On the other side of it, what are the assets of Eidei Mesira? Well, number one, they're there b'shas hakinyan, the Mesira. Number two, you know, and this might be or might not be a factor, this goes back to what we just discussed, I want to fill it out a little more, is the function of Eidei Mesira Karsi, even in general, the fact that they serve some sort of a Eidei Kiyum role? So you might say that doesn't make any sense if Rabbi Eliezer is, you know, operating also in Shar Shtaros, which he is. It could be that that would make sense if you are mechalek between Shtaros that required a kiyum and not, lahalacha, but for Rabbi Eliezer himself, you know, who seems to apply this din in the Mishnah also to Dinei Mamonis, like, where do you get Eidei Kiyum? So, of course, that's where what I was just alluding to, you know, you get to the issue of Sudar. I mean, the Gemara in Kiddushin, you know, unequivocally rejects Eidei Kiyum across the board, right? But it doesn't, you know, necessarily exclude Eidei Kiyum for every single mode of transaction. And that's where we, again, we spent some time on it last year, but that's where we, you know, that's where Sudar comes into play. So what is the evidence on Sudar again? Stephen?
Gemara in Babasra, this King of Mishnai.
Yeah, so the Gemara in, you know, the Gemara in Babasra says, you know, Kinyan Bifne Shnayim, right, the Ein Tzarech Lomar Ksovu, and the Balei Tosas already in Babasra, in a parallel Tosas in Sanhedrin, right, and a bunch of other places, make the Ha'ara that if you read the Gemara Kipshuto, you might think that there's a requirement of Eidei Kiyum, of Eidim. It says, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. The question is, how to read that? That's like an imperative or an assertive, you know, statement, a factual statement that, you know, of course, Kinyan is Bifnei Shnayim. You know, without that, there's no Kinyan. Or no, if there's a Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, then Ein Tzarech Lomar. So Tosas Alatar in Bava Basra and Tosas in Sanhedrin, you know, a bunch of other places, says, don't make the mistake and think that you should be reading this Gemara, you know, that there are Eidei, that there's a din of Eidei Kiyum in Kinyan Sudar. Because it's not true. And then Tos also says in Bav Metzia, right, in Azov, it's one of the rayas that they bring. And so, anybody have that line in the Tosas just quickly? I'm not going to, you know, spend time on it, but Yitzi, you have it? It's up there? See, but no, but I don't even look. El Lashak. So that's interesting, right, that he's bringing the Raya from Kiddushin. But in Kiddushin, I'm sorry, the Gemara case in Kiddushin wasn't Kinyan Sudar, necessarily, right? And then he brings also Raya from Parakazov, right? The why they needed there a Kinyan Agav, Sipa de Bese, the whole bit, right? Yeah. Tosis leaves no doubt, but again, it's one of those Tosis, and since it appears all over Shas, you know, where methinks, you know, thou doth, you know, protest too much. Like, you know, Yesh Dvarim Begov, there's something going on there. You know, if Tosis all over Shas is telling you, don't make this mistake, you know, then likely there are people saying this. And there are. Right? So the Ravid in Bava Basra, in Shittim Kuvetz of Bava Basra, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, again, I can give some more, I don't want to get bogged down. That's more, I needed more, you know, as background here for now. But does interpret, quotes the Gaonim, in the name of the Gaonim, that they do interpret that way. That you need Eidei Kiyum for Kinyan Sudar. And the Ravid in Parakei of Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Tes, right, also takes that position. Yehuda, you have it? Where's Yehuda? Yeah. You have it? The Rambam said, we'll get to the language of the Rambam in just a minute. The Rambam doesn't like this. Ram starts off, we'll just get back to the language in a minute, but just to get the Perikei Halacha test, Hilchos Mechira. A little louder and clearer. A little more. Right. That's a big statement. Okay. Why does he need to say it? It's almost exactly like Tosis presented it. Right? Aval. Period. Okay, we'll get back to the Rambam in just a minute. What does the Rambam say? Amar Avram, Eina kol modim b'kinyan. Okay, which if you know what he writes in Shittu Gubetzes, what the Shittu Gubetzes quotes him as saying in Bava Basra, you know, it's perfectly consistent. So why is Kinyan Sudra different than everything else? Because we've already made mention, and that's what we pursued the other time. That Kinyan Sudar, you know, is a Kinyan based on Dasa Mizrayev. You know, it's a commitment-oriented Kinyan. Explains many, many facets. The Ravid himself doesn't happen to believe it. The Ravid, you know, in Parak Chavtes, the Halacha Tes, and in Parak Hey, Hilchos Avadim, Halacha Dalid, I think, you know, actually says, Kinyan Sudar is mostly like other Kinyanim, and not only that, it's really like Kesef. By Kinyan, language of the Ravid, Harehu Kekesef L'chol Dabar. Or that's the language in one of the places, but basically it's the same, Kinyan Harehu Kekesef, or something like that. So that the Ravid, later on, in Hilchos Mechira, in Hilchos Avadim, that's why he says, Ein HaKol Modim. He doesn't say, I disagree. And also in Shittu Gubetzes, you read it carefully, he doesn't say, I disagree. He says, there are Gaonim who hold this way. Which is very interesting. What's interesting is that the Rambam, who generally does seem to think that Kinyan Sudar is singular, and we discussed a little bit even Kaf Tes Tes, with or without the Girsa, you know, that, you know, there's no, you know, Kinyan Sudar Lekatan, because there's no Shtar Lekatan, the Ke, or the whatever, and that might be the pshat in you know, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. And, you know, the reason the Ravid is masig on the Rambam, you know, in Perikop Tes is because he disagrees about Katan, but also the reason he also disagrees with him about Eved. You know, the Rambam says it doesn't work for Eved, Perikei Hilchos Avadim. So, actually, the Rambam, ironically, would be more inclined, you would think, than the Ravid to accept the idea that when it comes to Edei Kiyum, that there would be a difference. Right? So it is interesting that he, you know, when you think of it that way, Halacha Tes is not controversial for anything that he writes, because he's the position that he is, you know, adopting, right, is the standard position of all the Rishonim. The Gaonim of the Ravid are the exception. However, it is interesting that the Rambam felt, you know, the need, you know, to, just like the Bali Tosis felt the need to tell you, don't read the Gemara this way. It's wrong. The Rambam felt the need, in his halachos, he didn't have the Gemara in front of him. He wasn't, you know, contending with a line that said, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, that sounds like an imperative. So in some respects, the Rambam, even less than the Bali Tosis, you know, didn't have to contend with this whole problem. Like, what does he even write it for? Right? Now, if the Rambam just wanted to tell you La'ibri Sadi El Shakri and that there are no Edi Kiyum, you know, in Dine Mominis, you know, he didn't have to put it in the context of Kinyan Sudar, you know, in Perikei Hilchos Mechira, frankly. Why does he? But the answer is simple, because of all Rishonim, the person, at least I think it's not simple, that the greatest temptation, you know, among all the Rishonim, you know, to adopt this, you know, sensational view is of the Rambam. You know, it's almost like you can almost like, you know, like you can almost like see the look of disappointment, you know, on his face as he was writing it. Like, you know, you know, Amito Shel Torah is what counts. You know, I have to put aside my, you know, and he did that because he was, you know, he had the Midav Gemura and MS, and they have to do that. But he wrote it in such a way, like, you know, if anything could or anything would, like, this is what it would be. And that's why he puts it here. Zeh kinyan ein tzarich lios b'fnei eidin. Elamoy abeinu v'nala ka'akana. And why is that? You should know, not because kinyan sudar isn't worthy of it, but because dine mamonis, you know, just doesn't, you know, require it. Okay? So, shelo etzricha Torah eidin b'dine mamonis lo yibrisadi el l'shakri. Then he extends it, you know. Kivin shekana b'derech min adrachim, bein bagba bein b'shicha u'mesira bein b'kinyan bein b'kinyan. And here he has, b'shtar, right? B'chazaka kana even shtar. Afal pishen shtar. What's interesting, by the way, this is a diuk that I suggested last year, but I'll repeat it again. I think it's true. The next halacha on the Rambam is where he talks about like another issue, which is relevant to the special status of Sudar. And that is the question of Chazara. Like, when can you be Chozer when you make a kid? At what point? Is it like after you do the Maisa Kinyan? Right? Or is it, you know, a Sukkah Ba'oso Inyan? Or is it Tokhid De Dibor? That's a big issue, too. That's a Sugya in Baba Basra, right? In Yeshanoch, or is it Kufya Dalid? So, many Rishonim understand that Gemara establishes that the Shiur Chazara is different for Suda than everything else. And then there's a big debate among Rishonim why, technical reasons, fundamental reasons. So the Rambam, Hamocher Onosein Shekonim Yado, right? Yeshu Kalecha Mem Lachzer Kozman Shasukin Boso Inyan. Afal Pi Shakinyan Bifne Edim, Hifsika Inyan, Ein Echad Mem Yachal Lachzer Bo. Afal Pi Shem Bine Amen. The Ram says explicitly that in his view, the shear of Chazaka and Kinyan Sudar is different from other Kinyan. Now, what's fascinating to me, this is the Diyuk, the previous halacha, he just told you that there's no Kinyan Sudar, I'm sorry, that there's no Ede Kiyam, even in Kinyan Sudar in Dine Maminas. And yet, when he talks about the question of Chazara, it's almost like he can't help himself, you know, and he brings it back. Hamochar nosen shekana miyado yeshu kalechad lachzar kolzman shasuka ba'oso inyan afa pisha kinyan bifnei edim. Right? Hifsika inyan einachad yachal lachzar afa pisha ein bnei amedim. What do edim have to do, you know, with Chazara, frankly? Right, it's as far as I know, it's totally miutar. Meaning, like the Rambam putting in these afalpis don't come from any Gemara. You know, not even a Havam in the Gemara, as far as I know. But I think Lishitaso, number one, you know, he begrudgingly wrote halacha tests. I don't really know that that's true. I'm speculating. You know, he definitely put it here, and he didn't have to. But I feel like there were, I don't know, tears, but. You know, at least like, you know, a thought of, you know, what could have been. But, so he's like saying, okay, you don't need Ede Kiyum for, you know, Kinyan Sudar. But, you know, if you did, you know, it would be relevant to the question of its Chazara. It's all about, A, the uniqueness of Kinyan Sudar, and B, the uniqueness of Kinyan Sudar for the same reason that kinyan b'fnei shayim ein tzorach lomar k'sovu, which anyways is built up in Chavtes Tes, right? And which has to do with the dasa b'schayiv aspect of kinyan sudar. So he's thinking, maybe you don't need it, but you also still might have thought that if you have it, there's a chalos, right? Because there is a chalos l'gabei k'sivas ashtar, so maybe there's a chalos also with respect to this aspect, meaning the whole different level of das and the different way that it works is the reason why you have a discrepancy in Dine Chazara. So that's a suggestion. He's saying, It doesn't work. You don't need it in halacha tes. And then he's saying in halacha yud, you still don't need it. You know, it's not chal. And frankly, again, this relates to, you know, what I mentioned last year a lot, again, and that halacha yud aleph, halacha yud beis, there's where the Rambam tells you, yesh dvarim harbish ein tzrichin kinyan vein lekinyan bem tam, you know, noagu rova makomos lahaknos lemiktsas, elu dvarim kiyotzim. He's telling you, like, oh, people make mistakes, makinyan sudar. As I was saying, you know, the mistakes that people make aren't completely wrong. They're right, you know, that they're treating kinyan sudar differently. They're just wrong, you know, in some of the specific applications. Okay. Anyways, why am I telling you all this now? So, according to the Ravid, not the Ravid himself, the Gaonim of the Ravid, so the idea that, you know, kinyan sudar does require any kiyum makes you wonder, kinyan b'fnei shnayim vein tzarich lomar k'sovu, and everything we've been discussing, you know, could that be the pshat, you know, in Eidei Mesira Karsi? Maybe you need Eidim. You need Eidim in a Kinyan Shtar, you know, for the same reason that the Gaonim of the Ravid need Eidim in Kinyan Sudar. And maybe even if you don't need, you know, Eidim in Kinyan Sudar, maybe you do need Eidei Kiyum in Kinyan Shtar. Maybe that's a different, that's a higher level, you know, of Dasam. The Dasam is Chayiv of the Kinyan Sudar, is something, again, we spoke about last year, you know, whether it's Rav or Levi, Kehel Shokona, Kehel Shomakna, you know, that has, there's like a certain dynamic, according to each of them, each in his own way, that like triggers this, you know, sense of commitment, this barter or exchange or this framework of kinyanim. You don't have that in Shtar, but you have other things in Shtar. The whole yesod of Shtar may be Dasa Mishayim. So even if you were to say, me midir ha-ga'onim v'ha-raivid, you know, and the havamin of the Rambam, and the havamin of Bali Tosfos, you know, nishma, that it's not completely absurd to think that there would be some sort of notion of edekiyum, you know, in Dine Maminis. And, you know, if it isn't true for the content of Dine Maminis, which is what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that doesn't mean it's not required in terms of the mode, you know, or method. So even if you end up thinking Kinyan Sudar, you know, not. But maybe that's what, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's what Eidei Mesira Karsi means. Eidei Mesira Karsi means that, you know, you have to have Eidei Kiyum on the Mesira Sashtar. You know, that's what gives it stature. You know, that's what makes, forget about Ashvi Yeshtara. You know, that's what makes this a Kinyan, essentially. So I think that is very possible. Okay. Now, once that's true, you know, you can wonder about this for Rabbi Meir too, right? Meaning Rabbi Meir, Eide Chasima Karsi. You know, if you didn't want to say that it's only or primarily, you know, bidin raya shevishtar, you know, is it possible that, or a shvuye shtara, both of which make a lot of sense, you know, so maybe the Eide Chasima are Eide Kiyum on the Dasam, they are Eide Kiyum on the Dasam, I mean, that's what the Nesivos is telling us, essentially, right? They are Eidim on the Dasam Eschayiv, on the Tzivui, so that's just for a shvuye shtara, or that also has impact on the Koach Kinyan of the Shtar. Yeah. All right. Say that just a little louder. I can hear you. Right. I mean, you don't want to say it's not so much the Dasa Mishayim, it's the fact that the others are symbolic of a change of ownership just by virtue of what they are, right? Meaning, Meshicha, you're Machnis, the Chepetz into your Rishos, Chazaka, Horos, Baila, whatever it is. Kesef, you know, you've paid for it. Chalipe Shava B'Shava, if that's something different, you know, the barter. But here you have two case of two things that seem to have no ma'isakinyan. I mean, they have nothing to do with the actual cheftza. You're not doing anything to the cheftza in both cases. That's what you're saying. So you need the eidei kiyum in order to, you know, give stature, you know, to the kinyan itself, right? Yeah, you could say that. I guess, you know, could you say that? Yeah, you could say that. I'm adding that in addition to that, there's also evidence that connects them to Dasa Mischayev, and that, you know, I'm very much influenced, but you're right, you could say exactly what you said. I'm influenced, you know, for sure, by Reb Chaim's analysis in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, which we'll speak more about, which is that there is a link between the level of das and the exclusion, you know, of like katan, etc., and the requirement of eidei kiyum, and that link is the requisite level or kind of das, you know, that is in the kinyan. So because of that, because I find that to be very compelling, I'm also suggesting that would be the, you know, explanation of why these two or one of these two, you know, would require it. But you're right. You could just say, you're saying it more, every other kinyan that we find, you know, is connected to the gufa davar, some change, you know, what domain it's in, you know, what you've done with it, etc. That's what I want to say? Could be. Definitely could be. It doesn't change the bigger picture here. Either way, what we're suggesting is that there is a perspective either about Eidei Mesira for Rabbi Eliezer, maybe even on a certain level for Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Meir, though it's less, you know, necessary for it, in which, you know, the Eidim are kind of Eidei Kiyum, you know, not so much Ashvuyei Shtara, and certainly not Eidei Raya on the transaction. Okay, good. So that is one, that's one approach. As I said, could Rabbi Meir also, well, we'll see in a moment, you know, does Rabbi Meir think that Eidei Chasima are ever, you know, like Eidei Kiyum? So that's, of course, a massive argument. A nafka mita between, like, some of these approaches, which we'll get to, is it possible that, you know, that's part of the discussion of Moda Rabbi Lazar, paskening like Rabbi Eliezer, only begitin, you know, or gitin in Kiddushin, as opposed to Shar Shtaros. Is it possible that gufa has to do with this question of the role of Eidei Kiyum? But that, of course, depends on whether gitin and Shar Shtaros means Gitin v'kiddushin, you know, and Shar Shtaros is Dine Mamanis, or it means Gitin v'kiddushin v'shtari mecher, Shtari Kinyan even in Dine Mamanis, as opposed to Shtari Rai. Okay, so we'll get back to that that issue. Maybe it depends on the 2 days in Tosis, which we're going to read, you know, in a second as well. Okay. So let's look at, now that we've done all of that, so we've talked a little bit about so far, just in terms of the order, previously, what are the assets and liabilities of Eidei Chasima? Okay. Basically, our summary is, you know, that the obvious benefits of Eidei Chasima are in terms of Raya. You know, the question whether or not they're bereft of, you know, Kinyan, of Eidei Chasima, you know, Minakal Lakabed of Eidei Kiyum, you know, that, you know, remains an important open question. And that Rabbeinu Simcha that we read, which says, well, you can burn up the Eidei Chasima a minute after you get it, you know, so it's also about Kinyan. And then we thus discussed the same question about Eidei Mesira. What are its liabilities? Clearly, you know, the absence of an objective, you know, connection to the Chepza Shel Shtar. You know, one view, therefore, is to see that in the exact opposite direction, that from a Raya level, maybe even from an Ashmiya Shtara level, you don't need anything. you don't have anything, or no, bridging the gap, you know, either, you know, in terms of the role of Eidei Kiyum, or you know, a Shvuyei Shtara, and of course, in the other extreme, maybe even Rai. Okay. The Pashtus, if you look at the argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, now we're getting closer to the actual Rishonim, so it seems mostly clear that Rabbi Meir is a mutually exclusive position. Mostly. Okay. Namely, that Rabbi Meir does not think that Eidei Mesira, Beli Chasima, are going to accomplish anything, that they're going to be worth something. Right? That seems to be the case, you know, according to the Gemaras. If you don't have Eidei Chasima, then it seems like it's not an effective shtar, Aliba, you know, the Rabbi Meir. The Bala Itur, you know, happens to disagree with that. He thinks that, you know, you can't deny that the Gemaras seem to say that, that for Rabbi Meir, Eidei Mesira alone are no good. But he suggests that might be a Dindra Abana. That Minat Torah may be, you know, the more openness to the other view could exist even for Rabbi Meir and Eidei Mesira. That's the view of the Bala Itur, that's only Sol Drabanan. The Re, quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvus, with Avtzadi Dalet Amun Aleph, in the Sugya of Shnei Shnor Siyotzim Amnechad, also quotes, also quoted as saying, you know, such an idea, that it's only Midrabanan that Rabbi Meir completely excludes Eidei Mesira L'chut. But obviously the more controversial question is the other question, namely whether Rabbi Eliezer, who says Eidei Mesira Karsi, whether his position is mutually exclusive with allowing, you know, validating a shtar only the Eidei Chasim. So that, of course, just gets to get that on the record. Rashi, later on, it's implicit in a whole bunch of Rashis, but Rashi on Chopesim and Beis seems to take this view explicitly. Anybody have that open? The one I mentioned the other day. Rabbi Lazar, he on the top. Rabbi Lizzie Domer Chasima Saget. Go ahead. Somebody? What? You have it?
Oh.
Chasima saget doesn't work minatora. Velo sagi lemisve minatora below edim mesira. Go ahead. The only edim mesira oved krisos. Go ahead. Now that's actually very interesting. What is that erva davar davar mimamon?
In
what?
I was in Kiddush.
Yeah. So Pashtus is, I think in the thing today, they write Sadi Yom Aleph, but I don't think that's the main reference. Pashtus is they're talking about the relation to the Sugya and Kiddushin, right, which says that the requirement of Edim in Kiddushin is learned out Davar Davar Mimamo, correct? So what would that imply? Stephen.
Eidei Kiyum connection?
Exactly. That's an Eidei Kiyum connection. So is this Rashi's way of linking? It's hard to know. But is this Rashi's way of linking Eidei Mesira Karsi to the role of Eidei Kiyum? Something we just spoke about? Right? Maybe. The Hilkach, go ahead.
Hilkach, Hilkach, Shinan, L'dilma Mizayfa, D'hamaran, Tzrichi L'mikriye, V'yahava Beit Tanoa, Inhu Yadi.
I mean, all the reasons why. Oh, if it's shtar beit mesira and al chasimos, so you know, what about ziyuf? Are you worried about ziyuf? He's saying no, because torah mikarye, right? The avitznai inia, the edim know. The edim are the ones who, you know, they're shomer al mishmar, the standards of the shtar. Umanda amar, go ahead. Edim mesira.
Umanda amar edim mesira ikar haba.
Ikar habali nase. If she now comes to, you know, get married, so what is she bringing? There aren't edei chasima, right? Minat Torah. So how does she remarry? How does she come to court? She's been divorced for a month. She's been divorced for 10 years. She's been divorced for 30 years. You know, she wants to remarry. What does she bring to court with her? Right? So she has to bring the edim. Right? Go ahead. Minat Torah. Lake of the Yada. That's right, it has to be, we have to have other ways. I mean, Rashi is pointing out some of the practical. But what emerges from Rashi, Stephen? That Ede, Mesira Karsa, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is exclusive. Meaning, Ede Chasim alone do not work Minato. And that is also a view of Bali Tosis. Go ahead. Yeah.
Rashi said that the mayor.
Why wouldn't he say what? What we just read.
Yeah.
What do you answer? No, because what he's saying is if you did, if you also had required them, so then they would at least be able to. He starts off, remember, by he's trying to relate a little bit to the problem of Ziyuf. You know, and Tanai. So he's saying, if there were Ede Mesira, then that, you know, and you could count on them, you know, then that would solve that problem, right? But since you don't need them, therefore likely that you're not going to have them, or you can't count on having them.
But if I used them,
they would help for that. They just wouldn't help for the creases. Yeah, that's pretty clear. Okay, so let's look at Tosis on Dalid Amud Aleph. We have this also very explicitly. But Tosis beefs it up, and of course, so does the Balamor. But we're going to read the others, you know, as we go forward. But I want to get the riff in a minute. Ruben, are you... Yeah? Great. So you have the Tosis there, the Kaimalon. Very, very important. You can read it slowly.
Kaimalon, halacha kervil zar begitten. Shum demari hacha begitten.
Excellent. Oh, so this again we still have to go back to, but as we've already alluded, like what is the relationship between, you know, different types of shtaros here? So Tosis is saying, you know, yes, gittin, but who adin in terms of halacha? Afogav.
Afogav, the full amorai to kaman svire kirby lazar davka begitten. Kaimalan kishmua gudine.
Yeah, because that's, remember, the Gemara that we read, right? Where they kept going more and more and more and more and more, because obviously it's a big and important issue. But he's saying, no, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, you know, even Bishar Shtaros. The Palig L'Kaman. Oh, this is very important Gemara, actually. What is that? So it's a Shtar Matana. Right, and the Edim are two brothers-in-law, right? Which is they're brothers-in-law, so they're psulim leidas, psulei korva, right? Kamar of Yosef.
Kamar of Yosef. Zil atnei beedim misira kervi elazah.
Yeah, meaning the Edim are no good; they're psulim. So you should, if you want the shtar to work, the shtar matana, well, you should employ Edim misira. That's the point. But the Uparich, go ahead. Parchei Abaye. By the way, just Agav, this is what I was referring to the other day, about this Gemara in Zeborer. Our Gemara has Mod Rabbi Elazar ben Mezuyah Mitocho in terms of Lishma. Right? That Gemara has Mod Rabbi Elazar ben Mezuyah Mitocho in terms of Psulim. We'll have to discuss whether or not it's obvious. What else could it mean? And, you know, why or could you be machalic, depending on how you understand, you know, that. Obviously, that's a fault line, or potential fault line. Modra b'lazer b'mezuyah mitoch. Right? Okay, continue. Mashma.
Mashma, the Rav Yosef v'Abaye, the Habu Batra, a Savri Krevi Elazar.
Yep.
Pirkin Nami Amar Rabbi Abba Haishtarat Parsipa the
Yeah, so that is, right, you have a shtar, you know, it's written, you know, not a Jewish shtar, right? The Masra and Hele Be'api Sadi Yisrael Be'yavedi Masira. We say Magbinam Be'i Mibnei Chari, not Mishubadim, right? So we see that Ede Chasima, I'm sorry, Magbinam Be'i Mibnei Chari, correct. Lefikach Tzor, it's a shtar, we got away that. Lefikach Tzorich Lizayer, sorry, Sheyehei, Sheyehu. Now again, when you have a Tosa saying Lefikach, right, what does that imply? I mean, you know, it sounds like it's a little more urgent, like this is, you know, I wouldn't say halacha lemaisa, but could be halacha lemaisa. Meaning, this is like a point of contention. This is Tosa's way of saying, you know, the conclusion is, and he wants you to, you know, underline, you know, here. He wants you to pay very strict attention. This is the implication. Lefikach, tzorich lizayer. Oh, now we're getting to the punchline. Not only do we passing like Rabbi Lazar, lekula, in that it works, we passing like Rabbi Eliezer exclusively. Correct, Reuben?
Yep.
Yeah. V'lomahani.
V'lomahani edi chatima ela shikmiyamutu edi mesira o yochulahem lemedina rayam shikinase ayedei edi chatima.
Excellent. Meaning what? Eri Chasima, you can't deny Eri Chasima play a role, because that's a line in two Mishnayos, right? On Lamed Vav and in Pei Vav, right? And we also know that Lamaisa, we even if we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, we insist on Chasimas Ha'edim. But the answer is, what's the answer? That's true, Legabe Raya. But it's not true, Legabe, the Kinyan isn't through Eri Chasima. It can't be at all, right? Even b'di'eved, that's what Tosis is saying. It's the Raya works that way. The assumption is, this goes back to something we discussed yesterday, right? That, I think that was Zach, right? Was that Zach's point, Hara? Or just somebody. Somebody in the back there asked the question. Namely, what impact does the Shtar Raya, what impact does the Raya part, you know, have on the likely Kenyan part? I think I mentioned that is, you know, one of the proofs of the riff. And Tosis here is, you know, clearly rejecting that. Tosis saying there's no problem to say that on a Kenyan level, Eidei Chasima are zero, and still to say that they can function as right. Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira Karsi below Eidei Chasima doesn't mean there's no chalos and that they're like, you know, nothing. It means they can't be kinyan. It doesn't mean they can't be raya. And we'll see, obviously, the Rif disagrees. Go ahead, the mistama. What's this mistama of the Hechsher Nasa? What's that?
Mistama of the Hechsher Nasa.
Okay, what does mistama of the Hechsher Nasa mean? I mean, the words are clear. Meaning mistama, this shtar, Eidei Chasima, you know, that they're not mizuyafim, that it really reflects that it happened. But of course, what I'm just interested in bringing out is, you know, we spent some time discussing all the umdana'os that buttress, you know, the so-called Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar, or that according to the Nesivas are the Eidus of the Shtar, right, the Anan Sadi. So this phrase, Hakol Behechsher Nasa, is like a kind of a generic, you know, expression of that. You know, Hakol Behechsher Nasa is like saying, you know, everything is kedasu kedin. Yeah. Say that again. Al yedei eidei mesira. Oh. That Hakol Behechsher Nasa al yedei eidei mesira. Very good. That's a good hara. Meaning, since the Eidei Chasima, it's one thing, if you say Eidei Chasima Karsi, in a way, what he's adding a little bit, why do you think he's saying that? It's a good line. It doesn't change the equation, but it adds to our appreciation of what's going on. Why do you think he added that? Meaning, This is the issue a little bit between the Rif, you know, and the Baalei Tosis and the Baalei Amor and so on. Meaning, the Rif is saying, I don't understand. If Eidei Chasima are not Karsi, you know, then how are they going to work as a Raya? Right? Because if there are no Eidei Mesira, then the Eidei Chasima don't work. So the Baalei Tosis will say, well, what are you talking about? We're just saying that that's not, they don't, there's no Koach HaKinyan. But they can be made Hakol B'Hekshir Nasa, meaning, no one's saying because of Eidei B'Chasima that there weren't Eidei Mesira. You're right, they're only going to work as a Kinyan if the assumption is that there be Eidei, that there was a Mesira B'Fnei Eidei. So the Hakol B'Hekshir Nasa, in this case, isn't just, it goes to what we were talking about. We were talking about what are the levels, right, of protection, self-protection, you know, of the shtar. So if you say Eidei Chasima, right? So maybe that's they're forgery, right? So that's the most circular, right? And it's also the most core, you know, protective. Meaning, the Eidim are saying about themselves that they're not forgeries. Okay, but they have to say that, otherwise they're not saying anything. Right? Now, if that's all you need for the Krisis Ashtar, for the Kinyan, okay, you've gotten past that and there you are. But like we were saying, what about additional information, you know, beyond the core and minimum? Can the Eidei Chasima say to where there was a that this guy's the shliach? Can the Eidei Chasima say that there wasn't yet a piron? So what about the Eidei Chasima saying that there were Eidei Mesira? Right, that's the question. Can the Eidei Chasima say that there were Eidei Mesira? The Eidei Chasima can say about themselves that they're gedolim, that they weren't anusim, you know, that they're not a forgery. They can say that there were two other Eidim who were Eidei Mesira? So the Baalei Tosfos says, of course, because that's the core. Without that, there's no Kinyan get. Otherwise, it's a piece of paper. So it's true that they're saying, you know, about two other Eidim. That's not the same as the Rambam telling you that they can't talk about the Shliach, or the Ravid saying they can't talk about Shtar Chavyani, my boy. This is part of the core story. They're being made on the Raya of the get. Being made on the Raya of the get means that there was a Kinyan which included Eidei Mesira. But you can understand, you know, for a couple of reasons, we'll get to the back to the Rif, you know, that, you know, that's still a leap, just because you're saying, you know, both on an umdina level, it's certainly a leap. Right? To say, oh, lo matsui, you know, like what Tosis, the way Rashi explains on Gimel Amud Aleph, you know, that lo matsui inish l'ziyufe. So it's matsui, or lamatzi edei, you know, anusim or krovim or psulim, you know, lachdom al ashtar. Right? Is it true, lo, you know, that it's osui, you know, shebet kol shtar yesh edei mesira? So what I'm trying to explain is both from a minimalist, you know, core protection level, A, and even from like an umdana level, you know, for the Eidei Chasima to say, you know, Hakol Behech Shanasa, there were Eidei Mesira, is an extra step. Much, you know, more questionable, you know, than the other things we know about the self-protectionism of Reish Lakish. Right? So that's why, that's what Tosas Rosh is adding in, because that's the implicit, the Mestama Behech Shanasa al Yedei Eidei Mesira. And that, you know, they're assuming that, because that, without that, there's no Kinyan. Right? This reinforces either the expansion of what constitutes a Numdana, but even more likely, you know, Reb Chaim's idea, you know, that if it's plausible enough, you know, even if it's a little more extraneous, you know, you could read that into the Eidim Shabishtar, even the Eidei Rai of the Shtar who aren't Eidei Kinyan. Sam, want to say more? Say it again?
Could it be more that the shtar is Hakas Yodo, the woman?
Right.
And the actual Eidei
No, that's the question is, what is that? Meaning, if you think that the, of course it's that the, you know, that the, that it's tachas yad, she's the Baal HaShtar. If she was, if it wasn't, if there wasn't Tfisas Baal HaShtar, we wouldn't read anything into the Shtar. And if it was Bashuk, you know, we would say Itra, which maybe according to the Rajba is a real Reyesa, but according to the Ramban and others means that there's no Tofes HaShtar, so there's no Edush of the Shtar. So I think you're right, but that's part of this story, in a way. Yeah, Josh, looked like you wanted to say something, yeah.
Why does Rebbe think that it's not...
Whenever I get those kind of questions, I go, uh-oh. like, why in tarnation do you think? Like, where does that even come from? Well, what's the question?
Yeah, why does Rebbe think that this isn't enough? Why would that...
No, I'm not saying it's... I'm saying, is it as much as... What I'm saying is... Is it as much as an umdana as people don't forge staros? You see a signature in a star, and you say, I think you're so, you know, you're so into halachic reality, which is a good thing, you know, that you can't even see the difference. So I'm very impressed, you know, and even inspired. But to step out of that just for a second, you know, the idea that, oh, people don't have the chutzpah, right, you know, to sign their names into a legal document, you know, to forge another, like, you know, can you do that? You know, that's an umdana, right? Or you know, no katan is going to sign, you know, trying to pass himself off as a gadol. I'm not talking about, like, humility katan, like, you know, aniyah katan. Right? Or no, you know, Karov or Onus, you know, is going to want to sign and pretend. But what does that have to do? How do you know that there were 80 Masira here?
So you don't think that could be an umdana? That would be as convincing as the other ones.
Do you? But again, this goes to what Sam said. Only if she tells you the story, and even then, it's not the umdana. Meaning, if you find a shtar. Right. Let me say it this way: like, if you found a star bashuk, right? Like, you know, we could debate, you know, whether how likely it is that the Edim are. You could say, well, you know, I guess I'll give you ways to look at it. You could say, people typically are not going to forge their signature on a legal document, but the fact that this one ended up bashuk shows that people aren't treating it as a legal document. You know, so maybe in this case they would, right? That's a little different. Then, you know, the like, what objective evidence is there that there were phantom Edei Mesira here? Aside from the story that the Isha is telling, right? Or maybe the fact that it's Biyada, you know, and you need Edei Mesira, so how else would it be Biyada? But is that comparable to the Umdana of Ketanim and Anusim and Ziyu and Amana even?
I'm not sure, but once you have, like, the even more extreme view that everyone knows, you know, Veda Yadi,
I'm just saying, but there's nothing objective.
There is.
This is
time to take signatures, so yeah. Maybe they did everything else. Kedasu did also.
No, but they don't know about the... They're not even present at the time.
They're doing the Takana Derabona.
No, but they're not present at the Masira. They don't know anything. The Gavra Edim, like the Gavra, let me say this. The Gavra Edim in Edei Chasima know whether it was Mzuyaf or not, know whether they're Anusim or Ketanim, you know, and so on and so forth. But they don't know whether they were Edim Masira.
Right.
Does that already make it totally different?
No, because I'm saying maybe the Mistama is not their Haggadah.
But it is their, I'm talking about if it's their Haggadah.
Why can't it just be if we find a get with Edei Chasima,
yeah.
It probably was done to Das if it is.
But in the same way that you would say that yeah. People objectively wouldn't, I mean, these
maybe
are...
because we're talking about, like, the
that's Baal. In one case, you're talking about the absence of an additional condition. In the other case, you're talking about some sort of, you know, corrupt... In the case of Mezuyah for Ketanim or Krovim or whatever, you're talking about people... preparing a document, you know, in a way that is misleading, that is dishonest in some respect. Here you're talking about the need for an additional requirement, which you're not sure was fulfilled or was not fulfilled. I don't see the comparison between those two. I'm not saying that there can't be, you might say, well, everybody knows in the society, that, but even, it's just a much weaker umdana, if it's an umdana at all. Yeah.
Sorry, if the edim on the sima is only for the raya for chosos, and that's working with an umdana, then why what's the chesima even doing?
The why?
What's the chesima even doing? I mean, what's the difference between having chaspa balma in the hand of the edim?
No, it's the same thing that they're doing, everything we spoke of.
Nasmas paya?
Yeah, of course. If you think that Shtari Raya can have their own Dasa Nishaya, why not?
Because
by allowing you, remember the Baal has to allow this document, this get Eidech HaSima to be prepared and to be, you know, and to be given to the Isha.
Meaning even though the Eidim on the Star are not co-race themselves, the Star is still co-race and they're made.
You still can't have Chasima Sa'edim without the Tzivui Abaal. So this Tzivui Abaal, that's a Das and Nishaya. Without the Tzivui Abaal, the Eidech HaSima cannot sign. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Ve'Yisrael Klal Maksuva, but Eidim can't just create a Shtar. The only time you can create a Shtar is with Tzivui Abaal, with the absence of Kinyan Sudar, and there, there's a debate whether that's fundamental or that's because that's implicit.
I know, but I would...
So whatever we've been saying about Shtari Raya until now, basically, Ein Kosim Al Ashtar Tik Mishum Tukun Olam is just a Shtaraya. The only difference that's throwing you off a little bit is that when in other in Dini Mamanis, if we were to talk about a Shtaraya, then the Kinyan that would take place with something, you know, clearly different. Like you did a Chazaka, you did a Kesef, you did a, you understand what I'm saying? A Sudar, one second, and there's a Shtaraya. Here, what's throwing you off, I'm guessing a little bit, is that basically there's only one way to do Gittin, and that's with a Shtar. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, what that means is that you have a Shtar Beidi Masira. But now we're also saying that Mishum Tikkun Olam, that there should be signators, that doesn't help you on the Kinyan, but it helps you on the Raya. So you have, the Shtar is separately a Shtar Raya Beidi Masira, and separately a Shtar, separately a Shtar Kinyan Beidi Masira, and separately, Ishtaraya be'edi chasima. That's what's throwing you off a little bit. But the way that it works, in terms of Eidus Bebezdin, Reish Lakish, is the same. What difference is... Yeah, because it's just... Here they're being made implicitly about, you know, a star... The same star was given also be'edi Masira. That was the kingdom. In a Sada, they're being made that, depending on what they write in the star, that there was a Kenyan Kesef.
See, because I was under the impression that, you know, after what we said yesterday, it becomes, I mean, if you hold Eidim Masira Karsi, it's almost as if, you know, you're giving her a Chaspa Alma, and that...
No, so that's a question. Yeah, if there's no signatures. So the Rif is telling you... Well, so what you're basically... The Rif is telling you, if Eide Chasima don't work to be Kores, then in my opinion, they shouldn't work as a Raya for Eide Masira. That's the rich sheet. And we'll discuss that. But I mean, we didn't read it yet. But that's what he said. Bali Tosis are saying, these are two different things. One is what affects the Hafkas HaIshus, what is the get, or the Kiddushin, or the Shechrur, or the whatever, or the Shtar Mecher, if you're whatever. And the other is what effect does Eide Chasima in the Shtar have in Raya? So when we talk about Chaspa B'Yalma, we're talking about if there are no Eide Chasima. But if you choose to add Eide Chasima on the Raya level, then it's not, who says it's Chaspa B'Yalma? Right? Except the Rif will say, if they couldn't be Kores, then they're Chaspa B'Yalma on the Raya level too. But actually, the Rif's position, in my opinion, is a little bit more difficult to understand than the Bali Tosa's position. You have to work on that a little more. But that's a fascinating argument. But that's what Tosa's saying. And what Sam brought up, which is the addition of the word Hakol B'Hechshu Nasa Ve'edi Masira, it's implicit in Tosas. Tosas totally agrees. But it's good that you add that. That is like also a nekuda that adds, as I say, these two elements. Number one, you are saying, you know, that's a little bit more than the core self-protection, you know, of, you know, the kind of minimalist self-protection. And number two, That's my argument with Josh a little bit, or our exchange, we'll say. spirited yet pleasant exchange.
Too.
What?
Because we could have played the other sides too here.
Which, yours?
Yeah.
I don't think it's credible to say that the presence of Ede Mesira at the giving of this thing implicitly is as compelling as Inshi lo Mezaifi or Ktani lo Chosmi. I don't think that that's correct. Whether it's you have to still be able to read it in. So if you need Anand, but of course, there has to have to be some Mumdana, because how did she get this if there was no? How did she get? Who was going to give her a raya if there was no real get? That's what you're saying. I understand that. But it's still the assumption that this additional, as opposed to something which is intrinsically like a criminal or an improper, action. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so that's a whole back. Okay, where are we? Ruben's doing a good job. Let's continue. Hakol b'hech shenasa. K'rabina b'shaleach. Go ahead. Let's just finish this, and then we're going to stop.
Lo tricha el rabbi Lazar de amar edim mesira karte. Hakin rabbanon edim chatima. De zimnin de maiti sahade. Inami de azim edin ariyah.
Yeah, that's the tikkun olam. So then you get, and that's what David was asking also, which I think, I'm glad you asked it, because it pointed out to me a certain sensibility, meaning this is a little bit different than what we've encountered, because here the shtar is serving double function. The shtar be'ede mesira is the shtar kinyan, according to Balei Tosfos, and the shtar, the same shtar be'ede chasima, even though the chasima part would not have accomplished the kinyan, right, is going to serve as a raya for the ede mesira of the kinyan part. That's more of a kiddush for sure, but not so fundamentally different, than what a shtar raya normally does. V'chei masha perk basra.
V'chei masha perk basra. Gavet shnei sheshachu shnei kitten. V'shmoten shavin v'nit arvu. Noten shnehen lezo u'shnehen lezo. V'gamar v'gamar adelo krevi lezar. Mishum v'lo yade edi mesira. V'hai minam.
Agarsha.
Yeah. Aval l'revi meir nicha. V'tzarech lomar.
They instead of saying Reuven ben Shimon, they have to Reuven ben Shimon ben Shlomo, because there are two Reuven ben Shlomo Shimons in the city. Then you got Muchach Mitocho problem, because this is very important. The boy Rabbi Meir. Cost of the Garish is Agdola. If Rabbi Elazar, why does the Gemara say, what's Tosas asking now? So one point Tosas made before, whatever, now Tosas on a different point. Tosas is saying, how do we know that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir are mutually exclusive? Meaning that if you're paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, there's no kinyan de Ede Chasima, because the Gemara seems to say that all these problems are only a problem of Muchach Mitocha, are only problems for Rabbi Meir. Why wouldn't they also be a problem for Rabbi Eliezer in a case where you use Eidei Chasima, especially since Midrabanan were telling everybody to use Eidei Chasima anyway? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, for telling everybody Midrabanan to use Eidei Chasima, not only could you, but you should. So then everybody should have problems of Mizuyah Mitocha. What is Tosis assuming? That that the question of whether Rabbi Eliezer is very important, accepts Eide Chasima for Kinyan or not, right, is going to be measured, right, by Rabbi Meir's perspective on Eide Chasima. Meaning, if Rabbi Eliezer is going to sign on, to saying not only Eide Mesir, but also Eide Chasima Karsi, then that should be indistinguishable from Rabbi Meir's Eide Chasima. And of course, this is a big, big question, for the Chachmei Sfarad who disagree. Maybe that's the Pesach. Meaning, the fact that Rabbi Eliezer believes in Eide Mesira already, maybe that redefines how he looks at Eide Chasima. But Tosis, and that's a let me make it clear, just to be fair, what Tosis is saying default makes a lot of sense. We have Rabbi Lazar, we have Rabbi Meir, the perspective Eide Chassim, Eide Mesira. Like, default, you shouldn't be thinking Meirosh, right, that somehow the Eide Chassima that would work for Rabbi Eliezer are different than the Eide Chassima, or they work differently for Rabbi Eliezer than Rabbi Meir, right? Eide Chassima, Eide Chassima, you know, they work or they don't work. Why not? Here it's saying Midde Rabbi Meir, Nishma to Rabbi Eliezer, on the surface, you know, sounds like a very reasonable, you know, assumption. That doesn't mean it's true, right? Okay, let's continue. That's what he's saying. Dal, Bilo Rabbi Eliezer Sagi Beide Chassima, Amaylo Asuk to Rabbi Eliezer, right? And then he's adding even more. Go ahead. Yeah, meaning whatever is, you know, if you have Eide Mesira and Eide Chassima, so does the presence of Eide, and you think Eide Chassima are good enough, so, you know, are you going to be more machmir because you added Eide Mesira to the mix? Ah, that's what we have to figure out. Elamashma.
Elamashma, the Olam Boy Rabbi Elazar Eide Mesira.
Yeah, meaning against the Rif, Udime, as we'll soon see, right? The invisible enemy. You know, obviously the Gonim already had this view. Tosis is fighting very hard because there's a population out there that is suggesting that Rabbi Eliezer thinks that Eide Chassima also would work. And Tosis is saying, lo mitanalef, right? He's saying, absolutely not. If that were to be the case, you know, then there are all sorts of consequences we'll have to examine. Then comes, if I just want to finish up the lines and we'll pick up with this and riff and so on tomorrow. Okay, but oh, deragil Rabbeinu Tam Lomar.
Oh, deragil Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, the fuel Rabbi Meir, by Adin Bishat Nitinar again. In the Varsha Erva, Puzzle Mishnai.
Oh, so this, of course, is sensational. This is the famous Rabbeinu Tam. What is it, Ruben?
Rabbi Meir essentially requires Adin Mesir as well.
Yeah, Adin, for the sake of Adin Kiyum. Right? Meaning, even though Rabbi Meir holds Adin Chassima Karsi, right, he doesn't think that works for the Kinyan, that works for Raya, and it doesn't work for Eide Kiyum. So actually, Lamaisa, in Shtari Gitin V'Kiddushin, Rabbi Meir holds you need Eide Chassima V'Eide Mesira, both Daraisa, Eide Chassima for the Shtar, right, and Eide Mesira for the Shtar, for the Kinyan, for the Eide Kiyum. And Rabbi Eliezer thinks, you know, that you need Eide Chassima and Eide Mesira, but in a different way. Eide Chassima for the Raya, Midrabanan, right? And for the Kinyan and the Eide Kiyum, Eide Mesira. Keep going. The Chain is interesting. The Chain Shtar Matnas Karka.
Chain Shtar Matnas Karka, O Shtar Mecher.
Which is what? Shtari Kinyan. Yeah, not Raya.
Shuba Kinyan Karka, the Inu Raya, Inu Mo'il Klum L'Rabbi Elazar.
So here, getting back to what we saw talked about in the Rambam before, at least this view in Tosis says what? Even where there's no requirement of Eide Kiyum per se, well, the Ibrisadi El Shakri, you need Eide Mesira, right, in a Shtar Kinyan of Dine Mominus. Right, Ruben? That's also not so obvious, right? Those who read that Rambam in Ochos Mechira is not true. Okay, Miu, ah. Then he, okay, Miu.
Miu yesh l'chalek v'le'inin mamon v'mehanya hudat ba'al din k'me'at edim. Sagi be'edi chatima b'mkom hudat ba'al din.
Sagi be'edi chatima b'mokom hudat. Maybe not. Meaning, maybe you don't need shtar, you know, Eide Mesira. Maybe it's enough to have Mesira in a Shtar Kinyan with a second day. Because of hudat ba'al din k'me'at edim dami. Aval the Kiddushin the Gerushin. We'll get to that, right? The Kiddushin Asala Bekrovim and the isn't Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Chavlakrini, but it doesn't say why. You know, Tosas Rashi says in Kiddushin that it's because of the Krovim. The Rajba disagrees. We'll talk about it. Rajba famously asks, and what about a Gerushin is Gayer? That marries another Gershon is Gayer, and they have no Krovin, so you wouldn't need Eide Kiyum? Right? Good question. Okay. And Gerushin Asur La Kohen, this is very important Tosas. The Rajba doesn't think it's correct that creates Kablach Rini. So this is every line in this Tosas is very important. Okay. So we're going to stop here, pick up with the Rif tomorrow. So we have basically, just to sum up, Tosas here makes the case only Edim Sirakarsi, number one. Number two, Tosas thinks that it's not a problem for Edei Chasima to serve as Edei Raya, even if you hold that they don't have a function in Kenyan, right? Number three, Tosas is troubled if Edei Chasima was Karsi, then why would the Mandamar Edei Masira ever differ from the Mandamar Edei Chasima? And the Gemara has nafkaminas all over the place. Dal mehocha Edei Masira, we need to speak about that. And number four, I should say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even Rabbi Meir be'Edei Chasima requires separate Edei Kiyum. Edei Chasima cannot serve the function of Edei Kiyum. Number five, 2 days in Tosas, whether or not Shtare Kinyan really require Edei Masira, or just Masira would work, Kodaz Baldin. Meaning, is there a function only Edei Kiyum, which fits into what we were talking about before? Right, or is it a din and ashvi eshtara or other such things, etc. We'll talk more about Tosas and contrast it with the Rif and so on. And it's a shame.
Sorry. It's finished.